Welcome to the PresbyCan Daily Devotional Podcast for Monday, February the 18th, 2013, entitled, Where Two or Three, written by Pat Bell of Desborough, Ontario, Canada. A simple gift from a seven-year-old boy prompted this devotional. When I visited his home, Jacob presented me with a braid. He had made it by untwisting blue nylon rope, then reworking the strands. Singed knots fused the fibers at both ends. The braid reminded me of Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12 in the New International Version. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. In Matthew chapter 18, verses 19 and 20 in the New International Version, Jesus said, Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. Jesus told us the key that unlocks his resources in heaven. Where two or three of us harmoniously agree in his name, he is there, and our Father in heaven will do for us what we ask. The sticking point in the promise is Christ's name. In the culture of the time, name referred to character, attributes, and nature. Christ revealed his name by declaring the true good news that God always loves us and is kind, by demonstrating God's presence and blessing to reverse every manner of disease and human misery, by caring for everyone he met, by inviting people to enter into a trust relationship with God, and then by securing humanity's right to follow in his footsteps. For our prayers to be effective, our motives and understanding must line up with those of God's Son. Where two or three of us agree in harmony and fellowship about what Jesus would do, we may ask the Father to bless the situation in the name of Christ. While in harmony, we have fellowship. An immediate benefit of prayer in agreement is the transfer of worry to the Lord. We can rest assured and remind each other, it's in good hands now. The company of other believers eases our times of waiting when there is a heavy burden. Please join me in saying a prayer in agreement to ask our Father in the name of Jesus to bless, heal, and be present with Jacob's mother, who has been bedfast with cancer for 2 years. Also, may I encourage the habit of praying in agreement. When we see a need, let's find one or two others who share Christ's name and ask together for God's best. I believe that all the resources of the kingdom of God are marshaled and ready to respond to requests made in harmony by members of Christ's body, the church, and in his name. Why hesitate? Let us pray. Father, may the eyes of our understanding be flooded with light. May we know and use the hope to which you call us in Christ Jesus our Lord. We ask in his name. Amen.